Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. We begin today in Santa Cruz, where health officials say they're preparing for a big surge in coronavirus cases. As KQED's Hannah Hageman explains, the county's chief doctor says it's only a matter of time.
We're pretty much surrounded now, and the virus doesn't know county boundaries.
That's Santa Cruz Health Officer Dr. Gail Newell, who says she's worried her county is headed in the wrong direction.
After a few weeks' lag, we will be joining our neighbors, I'm sure, in getting dialed back by the governor.
Compared to the Bay Area and California at large, COVID-19 cases in Santa Cruz have been relatively low. But now?
We are experiencing a large surge in cases.
Newell thinks there's more than one reason why that's happening.
When the governor reopened the state, we had a lot of visitors come into our county. All of the reopening summer weather and beach season has contributed to more spread of COVID.
She says the beaches were partially closed until recently, when officials decided it was too hard to keep people away.
People on the beaches just were less and less willing to be enforced, should I say, were not cooperative with law enforcement.
Santa Cruz was one of the only regions in the state that did not shut down shorelines over the fourth weekend. For the California Report, I'm Hannah Hageman in Santa Cruz.
Even in the middle of the pandemic and with large budget shortfalls, the state isn't taking its eye off of wildfire preparation. That was Governor Gavin Newsom's message when speaking yesterday alongside fire officials. KQED Science reporter Danielle Venton has details.
Governor Gavin Newsom stood in front of a new Firehawk helicopter at McClellan Air Force Base near Sacramento, reminding the public that the state faces a riskier-than-average fire year following a dry winter and a hot early summer.
One thing we know is our approach to dealing with wildfires has to change and adapt with a climate that is changing very, very dramatically.
The state is spending nearly $285 million on 12 new helicopters that can carry more water than current models. The budget also includes money for more fire-spotting cameras and nearly 900 additional firefighters for the season. California Office of Emergency Services Director Mark Ghilarducci warned evacuations this year will be different.
It may be that we don't put you in a congregate shelter situation. We may be putting you into hotels.
Any shelters that are set up will have temperature checks, mandatory masks, prepackaged meals, and room for social distancing. For the California Report, I'm Danielle Venton.
Californians who've lost their jobs during this pandemic have grown pretty familiar with the state's Employment Development Department, or EDD. The agency has been flooded with applications for unemployment benefits. The San Jose Mercury News reports 2 million claims filed since March still haven't been paid. Assemblyman David Chu of San Francisco has been documenting his experience trying to get help for constituents on Twitter using the hashtag EDD Fail of the Day. We spoke earlier.
We have had hundreds of constituents who have come to us in recent months who have needed help interacting with EDD. And I'm sorry to say this, but unfortunately, we've just seen every day how EDD is absolutely failing Californians. People are suffering tremendously. We've had constituents who have gone without any benefits since March. Just heart-wrenching stories from constituents who have depleted their life savings, gone into extreme debt, are having trouble figuring out how to put food on their table for their families as they're waiting for answers from EDD.
What have you learned as you've gone through this process about what's up at EDD? Why can't they fix this problem? It's been months now, and this is their primary goal as an agency.
Well, you know, we all appreciate that EDD is dealing with an unprecedented volume. I'm very sympathetic to that. But it has been nearly 4 months, and at some point, we've got to see some progress. People's lives are depending on it. There have been a number of issues that we have tried to highlight, staffing, technology, bureaucratic culture. Suffice it to say, these are challenges that EDD has known about, not just during this time period, but known about since the Great Recession. They had promised to fix different aspects of their system and never got to it. And unfortunately, we're seeing the terrible consequences of that today.
Yeah. Assemblyman, at what point did you decide to take your concerns and air them on Twitter, which isn't something we always see people in your position do?
No, I've been a public official for 12 years, and I've never been put to the point where I've had to put a department on blast like this. And it's difficult to say this as someone who generally believes in governments. This only came after countless conversations between my office and other legislative offices with ED staffers. We've offered suggestions, we've demanded solutions, but we received very little progress. And the straw on the camel's back for me was a few weeks ago, we were sent a memo from EDD told that we could only ask for one case a week to be expedited for review by EDD. It was amazingly tone deaf. It was just a classic example of bureaucratic arrogance. So we've been in recent days highlighting every day yet another hashtag EDD fail the day that showcases a very typical scenario facing our constituents in different ways.
Well, Assemblyman David Chu, we thank you, and we hope you'll come back on the show soon to let us know how things are going.
Thanks so much.
And we reached out to EDD for comment. They tell us $41 billion have gone out to workers who have lost their jobs since the pandemic hit California, and they've processed 7.5 million claims, more than any other state. A programming note, a deputy director of EDD will take questions from the public on KQED's call-in program Forum this morning.
Support for the California Report comes from California Earthquake Authority, a not-for-profit offering earthquake insurance to help Californians protect their financial futures. For more information, visit earthquakeauthority.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems, and the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org.
And that is the California Report for this July 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Katie McMurrin and Danny Bringer. Our producers are Mary Franklin Harvin, Alice Wolfley, and Holly J. McDeed. Welcome to Holly. It's her first week. Our intern is Nina Sparling, and our editor is Angela Corral. I'm Lily Jamali. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.